You mustn't listen to this track if you're in any situation which requires your full attention, especially when you're driving. So the first thing to do is to choose a time and a place where you're not likely to be disturbed. Settle yourself comfortably. Make sure that your phone is switched off. And if you need to be up and about at a set time, I suggest that you set an alarm, since this is a deeply relaxing track and you may easily drift off to sleep. I'm going to teach you a way of breathing called diaphragmatic breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing is deeply self-soothing. And when you switch to diaphragmatic breathing in future, anywhere, anytime, you'll start to feel calmer and more relaxed. Diaphragmatic breathing is an important part of stress reduction and a key part of the impulse control technique in my anger management program. Let me first explain how to do diaphragmatic breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing is a little deeper than you would normally breathe. And you breathe to and from your diaphragm instead of to your upper chest. So if you put one hand now on your upper chest and the other hand on your diaphragm, and now start breathing more deeply than you normally would, and restrain your chest, your upper chest, from rising, but allow your diaphragm to rise and fall. Most people are able to learn to do this quite quickly. So breathe to and from your diaphragm rather than your upper chest. Any difficulty you experience initially will soon disappear. After you've breathed in, allow a short pause before you breathe out. And after you've breathed out, allow a short pause again before you breathe in. So, in summary, breathe a little deeper than normal, a little more slowly than normal. Allow a pause after you've breathed in before you breathe out. And another pause after you've breathed out before you breathe in again. And now I'll leave you to practice.